Hey, Journey Church, this is a unique situation for us.
Oh my goodness.
To be inside of, because, I mean, here we are, it's just us in the auditorium, but we always want to find creative ways to connect, and so we figured right there where you're at home, whether you're watching on a computer or on your tablet or your phone, we just want to say welcome to Journey Church online. And so, hey, what we want to do, we're going to do a couple worship choruses, and we still call them that, right?
I guess we can.
We can. We'll call them.
We just did. So.
We just did. Hey, but seriously, we want to ask you to consider just this as a service experience where God's going to come and we're going to worship, man, together, even though we're in separate locations. We're all going to sing together. God's going to move. We got a word on my heart. We really don't anticipate this being a long service experience for you. But what we do want to ask as well is, you know, as we would normally do in a service, we give. And so we want to ask you just to go and give online this morning, if you would, just prayerfully consider that, to go to journeychurchmo.com and then click on the online giving link and just give this morning. It would be just such a blessing to this church. So anyway, we just want to pray real quick before we get started, and we're looking forward to having a great service experience with you. Amen. All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much just for the opportunity to connect with your church via the internet. And so, God, I just pray that this service experience will just bless each listener, each viewer, God, each one of our church family that are connecting right now with us. Lord, just put a blessing in their home right there where they're at, we pray. In Jesus' name, we worship you with this service experience. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
And on that day, when my strength is failing, the end draws near, and my time has come, still my soul will see your rays unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship Your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul, I worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship Your holy name. I worship Your holy
to know You more. I want
want to know you more. I surrender. I surrender. I want to know you. I want to know you.
Surrender. Let's just all sing this.
We surrender. We surrender. We want to know you. We want to know you. We surrender. We surrender. We want to know you. We want to know you more.
Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to worship you. And Lord, we sing it to you. God, we pray that our worship has just been a blessing into your ear this morning. We love you, Lord. It's an honor just to give song to you. We just pray it blesses your heart. in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Tim. And again, thank you so much to everybody that is joining us online at home. We absolutely love every opportunity that we can to connect with you, and we want to just bless you here with a word of encouragement today. You know, it's still fresh inside of my heart, the experience that we got to have just a couple days ago with our volunteer banquet. Who killed the pastor? I'm so happy to say that I'm very much alive still. And man, we had such a good time just celebrating in this room, which was full of people surrounding tables, and not just anybody, but volunteers, the backbone, the lifeblood of this church. And, you know, we were just so blessed by what took place. Every time we get an opportunity to come together as a church is a blessing. But this particular experience that we had at our volunteer banquet just blessed me, because it just allowed me to see what God has done in my life. And, you know, I don't want anyone to take this the wrong way when I say what I'm about to say. But, you know, I felt coming into this weekend, I'm a pastor, but I'm a person, you know, and I have struggles. And as a pastor, you know, there's times where I sit in this seat, and my wife, you know, she relates to this so well as well, where, you know, we're responsible for the organization of Journey Church, the ministry of Journey Church. And so, you know, we have a lot of things coming up here this year, and a lot of unknowns coming up this year. You know, our lease is up with this particular property at the end of May. And, you know, we just have a lot of unknowns with what is happening. Now, we may not know it. God knows it. We all know God has his hand on this church, and the best is yet to come. We know that, but we don't know the details of it. And I'm somebody that I like to know the details. And when I'm in the unknown, sometimes I get a little stressed. Like I said, I've been beating the stress. I've not let the stress beat me, but it doesn't mean that the battle doesn't happen sometimes. And so I just came in a little stressed and, you know, just wondering, man, is it going to happen? You know, you just have those doubt moments. And when I came in this past Friday night and I watched all the volunteers, I just realized, like, God spoke to me on the stage while I was looking out over this incredible group of volunteers, people that have chosen to do more than simply attend. Now, if you simply attend, please don't get offended by that. These are people who have been attending enough, and they say, we want to be a part of this church, and God's called us to be a part of it to serve other people. But, you know, these servants, you know them, you get to see them. They're the greeters that greet you when you come in. They're the people that park you and point you to a parking spot when you drive in. They're the people that check in your babies when you come to our children's ministry. They're the people that serve your youth. For those of you got students in middle school and high school, they're the people that serve you in an usher capacity. They're the people that see you. They're the people that, you know, that worship here on this platform. These volunteers that choose to give of themselves and their time. And I was so encouraged because God spoke to me that, there's a remnant around you, before the storm. Even before a storm even comes. And, like, obviously we're not here today because of a storm. And so I knew a storm was coming, and I was like, great, we're not going to have a room full of people to celebrate with. And, you know, that just gets stressful as a pastor. Every pastor struggles when they hear of a snowstorm coming on Sunday morning. We just say, why, God, did you do this on Sunday morning? You know, we want to just have blue skies and green grass every Sunday morning, but that didn't happen. And so, you know, just adding to the stress. But God started to show me, no matter what storm you face, Jesse, in your life, there's a remnant around you. And I was looking out at this remnant of people. And they're such an encouragement to me. And I felt so encouraged in that moment because I knew that no matter what we face, no matter what I face in my life, God's placed a remnant around me. People that have said, Jesse, this just isn't your church. This is our church. And together we're going to own it. And we're going to see God be lifted up in the future of this church. And so that just encouraged me so much. You know, I don't know where you may be at in your life right now, maybe this Sunday morning or whatever day you're watching this on this Ustream channel. Maybe you are in the middle of a storm, or maybe you feel a storm coming. How many know, like, storms come regularly? It's not just like you have a bad time once a year and the rest is all great. There are storms that come in your life, whether it's an emotional storm, a relational storm, a spiritual storm, a financial storm, a physical storm, like with maybe you're struggling with something in your body, a sickness. You know, it's just whatever the storm is, I want you to know that Scripture always shows that when people are experiencing a storm, you know, coming at their life, that God uses the lives of other people around you to be a strength for you in your storm. And this is just coming off of the heels of what we talked about last week with the necessity to have and create around you a faith community, a community of faith to be placed around your faith. That's a necessary thing in order for us to experience victory, not just attain it, but maintain it and keep it. We got to realize we're not here to live life alone. We're not here to experience struggle alone. We are here to live life together with a group of people that God has placed around us. And I realized that at that volunteer banquet just a couple days ago. And if you're a volunteer that were there, thank you. Thank you for what you did in my life. I know on behalf of our staff, you know, Tim talked about it, Corey, you know, Jamie, Angel, Danny, you know, they just all said what a blessing it was just to be able to experience the strength in the room. Man, I'm reminded of a scripture in Romans chapter 11, and I want to close out the talk right after I read this scripture here. So I don't, like I said, we don't want to plan on you being here long. But it says here in Romans chapter 11, Paul's writing to the Roman church, and there are people in the Roman church that feel like that they're experiencing the storms of life alone, like they don't have anybody that they can relate to. And they just, you ever feel like that sometimes? Like, even though you go to church, you attend church, even though you serve in church, you may lead in church, you feel alone sometimes when you feel a storm coming. You know, like everybody else is going through great things, but you got life just hitting you, right? Paul addresses this, and he says here in Romans chapter 11, sorry, verse 1, he says, I ask then, did God reject his people? By no means. You know, just saying, hey, listen, just because you got bad times doesn't mean God's turned his face to you. He says, I'm an Israelite myself, a descendant of Abraham from the tribe of Benjamin. God did not reject his people whom he foreknew. Don't you know what Scripture says in passage about Elijah? That's what he's saying here. And I love how Paul's given this history lesson. One of the most infamous figures in faith, Elijah, right? Mount Carmel, all this incredible stuff, right? And he says, Elijah, how he appealed to God against Israel. He says, that Elijah cried out, Lord, they have killed your prophets and torn down your altars. I am the only one left, and they are trying to kill me. I like how he says right here, Elijah says, I'm the only one left. I'm the only one that loves you, God. I'm the only one here that's still standing, and I feel like I'm the only one in the world right now that's trying to live my purpose out. There's nobody around me that's a strength. I mean, all the prophets are gone. I can't believe how. And he says, they're trying to kill me. Elijah's just pretty much this prophet, right? This miracle worker is predicting his own death out of his own fear and failure of the storm that he's experiencing here. And Paul says in verse 4, and what was God's answer to Elijah? Here's God's answer. This is basically God's answer to Elijah. You're not alone. He says, I have reserved for myself 7,000 who have not bowed to the knee of Baal. Now listen to this. Elijah's saying, there's nobody around me that can be an encouragement in my life as I'm trying to go and live out my purpose. And God's saying, that's a lie. I've got 7,000 that I have placed around you. 7,000. You may not see them, but they're there. Know that they're there. And they're coming to be a blessing to you. They're coming to be a resource for you. And here's what Paul says in verse 5. So too, T-O-O, meaning also, at the present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace. This is what Paul's telling the Roman church. Just like God reserved all 7,000 prophets to be a resource around Elijah, so too, at this present time, Paul's saying, you too, God has a chosen remnant around you, chosen by grace to be around you, to be a strength for you, to be a resource for you, to be a help for you, to gather around you like a hedge of protection, right? We've talked about that here at this church, to help you get to your purpose. I want to tell you something right now, Journey Church. God's word is living. And as Paul said it to Elijah, or as God said it to Elijah, Paul took that word and applied it to the Roman church 2,000 years ago. I'm taking that word. It's his living word. And I'm saying that this applies to you today in 2014. So too, at this present time, we have a remnant chosen by grace to be around us, to be a resource. I lived it out on Friday night. And this remnant in this church is a strength to me when I have struggle. This remnant in this church is a blessing to me, is an abundant resource of energy and faith, man, that helped me live out my purpose. And that's what we want to be to you. So I want to encourage you right where you're at. Know that there's a remnant around you. Now, we're all not in this room together, but guess what? We're still his church. Man, you may be in your room with your family right now. And this is what I want us to do. I think this would be so fitting to kind of close this service experience, this unique service experience online. If you're with a family right now, or you're with somebody and watching this, I want you to pray for each other. When we close this broadcast, just pray for each other for just a couple minutes. Be a strength to each other. You know, we just had our Wentzville service last night, Saturday night, and I just watched people pray for, that's how we closed the service. We had them pray for each other. And, you know, I watched just circles of people, no less than 4, no greater than 10 people just gathered around together, just praying for each other. And it was really neat to see that strength. And I always like to be there to shake hands with people on the way out the door. And I saw so many people with just tear-stained eyes, literally just saying thank you for just being a resource for our lives. It was really neat to see that. And for those of you that were like you know, like that ministered to my life, just seeing your tears. And I want you to know, the person that you're in this room with, you know, that you're watching this with, is there to be a resource for you. Pray with them. Be a strength for them. Even though you may not be in a storm right now, guess what? One's coming. Just pray for each other. Be there to be a resource for each other. If you're watching this alone, I want to encourage you at the close of this broadcast just to call somebody. Call somebody that you know. They don't even necessarily have to go to Journey Church. Just call somebody that you know and say, hey, can I pray with you? I just want to be a resource for you. Because guess what? We are that remnant. We all are a remnant to be that is called to be around people. And so let's just pray for each other. When the church comes together and prays together, then communities are impacted. Families are impacted. Marriages. If you're married watching this, pray for each other. I know my wife is a strength to me, and I pray I'm a strength to her. You know, if you're with your kids, you're a strength to your kids. And here, do something to have your kids pray for you too. You know, I get strength every time my kids pray to me. Or if you're single, man, just call somebody up. Or if you're in the room alone, call somebody. Just pray. Can I pray with you before we go? I can't hear you because we're online. But I imagine everybody said yes. So here we go. Let's pray. God, I thank you so much for each and every person at Journey Church. God, connecting with us here on an internet feed. I pray that we would all realize who we are to each other. God, that no matter what the storm that comes our way, in this present time, you have a remnant chosen by grace to be around us, to be a strength to us, to keep our eyes on you, to keep our obedience on you as believers in Jesus. So Lord, I pray for every single person. Lord, that if they feel alone right now, that they would know that they can pick up a phone, call us. Lord, they can go to their computer and just email us. Just be available, God, I pray, to everybody, that we would be available to everybody around us. God, just to be a strength to them. We thank you so much just for this opportunity to gather together and know what you have provided for us. Not only your word, not only incredible relationship with you, God, that revolutionized our lives, but and you placed other believers around us to be a strength to the connection that we have with you. Thank you for that. Thank you for the remnant at Journey Church. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you guys so much. We look forward to seeing you guys this week, this next weekend. We love you so much. Bye-bye.